Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second, the center fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third, the third baseman, Howard Fragaw. Batting fourth, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Tommy Griffith. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bernie Friberg. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ike McCauley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Percy Jones. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Percy Jones. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Max Carey. Batting second, the second baseman, Eddie Moore. Batting third, the right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Al Niehaus. Batting eighth, the catcher, Earl Smith. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Kremer. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ray Kremer. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Niehaus juggles the ball. That's an error on Niehaus. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Niehaus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw hits a pop-up towards first. Niehaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer fires to first and has Heathcote trapped. There's the throw to Moore, who tags Heathcote for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Friberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Heathcote is chasing the ball. Kyler rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park two-run home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart strikes out. Two outs. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into left field. Friberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith hits a line drive towards first. Niehaus catches it and steps on first to double up Hartnett. Two outs. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Niehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niehaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fraga fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive towards first. Grimm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Creamer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creamer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike McCauley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCauley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. McCauley reaches second base with a double. Percy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCauley scores. It's 2-1, Pirates. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcote is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Carey moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kyler is hit by the pitch. Carey moves to third. Moore moves to second. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barnhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnhart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trainer takes first base on ball 4. Carey scores. Moore moves to third. Kyler moves to second. It's 3-1, Pirates. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright strikes out. Two outs. Al Niehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niehaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Niehaus hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Griffith chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards McCauley. McCauley fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on McCauley. Niehaus is thrown out after the base hit. Moore scores. Kyler scores. Trainer goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Pirates. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 0 for 1 in the game. Fraga is called out on strikes. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffith takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Freiberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Griffith moves to third. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. George Stuland now pitching. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kremer is called out on strikes. One out. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carey. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Carey steals second. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carey. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Carey steals third. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 7-1, Pirates. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. McCauley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ike McCauley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCauley hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Smith settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Smith. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ike McCauley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCauley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCauley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Stuland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stuland hits a ball on the ground for a single. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a line drive into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 2 in the game. Heathcote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stuland moves to second. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 0 for 2 in the game. Fragaugh hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Barnhart hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Al Niehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niehaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Niehaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. McCauley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Griffith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to second. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freiberg hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Hartnett moves to third. Griffith moves to second. Ike McCauley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCauley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCauley hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hartnett tags and scores. Griffith tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-2, Pirates. Mike Gonzalez pinch hits for George Stuland. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Duke Brett now pitching. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kremer is called out on strikes. One out. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a line drive into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heathcote hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 0-for-3 in the game. Fragaugh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0-for-3 in the game. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Griffith hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freiberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barnhart. Freiberg reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Niehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niehaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Niehaus is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ike McCauley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCauley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McCauley hits a pop-up towards short. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Pittenger pinch hits for Duke Brett. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heathcote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barnhart. Heathcote reaches second base with a double. Adams moves to third. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 0-for-4 in the game. Fragaugh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.